throughout these unparalleled times, it has stressed the message that it is there with you. Rachel Banham has been looking back at some of the good things to come out of 2020, and she's looking forward to a brighter 2021. Here is Jane with Rachel's findings.
In the spring, we stressed we were hashtag there with you, and we still are. Good can often come to the surface in difficult times, and the Ladies in Lockdown Facebook group is just one example. Started by Lowestoft businesswoman Jo Harmer in March, it continues to bring friendship and kindness to women during the coronavirus pandemic. Jo says, "It's worldwide. It went viral within weeks. I'm sure it will progress into 2021, and I think it's going to get bigger and bigger." She starts each day on Ladies in Lockdown with a positive post and continues to post positive comment throughout the day. She starts each day on Ladies in Lockdown with a positive post and continues to post positive content throughout the day. She runs Christmas competitions too. "It's to keep the ladies' interest and to keep them uplifted," she says. "It's incredible how it's grown. There's so much support out there." Ladies in Lockdown was awarded a BBC Radio Suffolk certificate for making a difference during the first lockdown. Jo says, "We are literally online 24/7, so no lady is ever alone. I want to reiterate the group is for any lady." Gemma Walker is Senior Community Officer at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, running the Wildlife Information Service, answering nature questions and identifications, and providing practical advice on how to help wildlife. She says, "With the lockdown in March, Norfolk's Wildlife Trust's Wildlife Information Service was kept really busy. The Wildlife Information Service also has a photo gallery which celebrates Norfolk's wildlife and landscape, and during lockdown we were receiving well over 100 images a week, with people sharing their photos of animals they'd been watching in their gardens and local green spaces. 2020 has shown us that being able to access nature near to where we live, in walking distance or a short bike ride from home, is particularly important for our mental and physical health at this time. Plans are afoot to revamp the Wildlife Information Service website pages." Gemma says, "We also want to continue to celebrate all of Norfolk's wildlife, from the smallest animal and plant to the many wildlife spectacles that occur in Norfolk. So we encourage people to keep checking out our website and keep sharing photos and discoveries with us. We love to see them and we're here to help." In Stowmarket, the Reverend Michael Eden of St Peter and St Mary's Church recalls, "At its worst, the church was closed, which meant there were no Sunday services in the church building. They had to be cancelled. So we recorded services for worship and we put those online because some people couldn't go out and meet up with others. So we did a Zoom meeting on Sunday mornings as well, which gave them a chance to chat and talk about the online services, the sermon and catch up on the news." Pastoral care is also important. The church set up groups geographically and a person was put in charge of each one to run errands, do shopping or pick up prescriptions for those unable to do so. People kept in touch by phoning each other and others emailed their pen friends down the road. Reverend Eden says, "Something we've learned is that we need to be flexible. I think it's got us to think that life can't go back to the way that it was. Normal will never be the same as it was before. And so it's that appreciating what we had before, but being positive about the future as well. I think that's at the heart of what the Christian message is all about, which is a message of hope."